This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Bethel police are asking the public's help in locating a missing child. 12-year-old Christopher Charles was last seen in Bethel's Slough neighborhood on Friday. Christopher Charles is an Alaska Native male, 5 feet tall, 120 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. Police are identifying the child as a runaway. Anyone with information about his whereabouts is asked to call 911 or the Bethel Police at 543-3781. In the latest coronavirus news, a healthcare worker at the Bethel Elders Home tested positive for COVID-19. It's the first reported case connected with the facility. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation operates the Elders Home and received the positive test result on Friday. The worker lives in Bethel and sought testing after a household member tested positive for the virus. The worker has not returned to work since their household member tested positive and is currently self-isolating. 15 patients live at the facility currently. On Friday, YKHC tested all residents and staff for COVID-19. It will repeat this testing, quote, every 3 days for a period of time to ensure all residents and staff are safe. YKHC has been regularly testing staff and residents for the virus. In May, the Health Corporation began testing staff weekly. In June, it began testing residents monthly. YKHC has also implemented a series of protective measures at the facility once the pandemic began. In March, YKHC suspended all visits to the elders' home. Employees must wear masks at all times in the facility, and each employee is screened for symptoms and temperature checked upon reporting to work. Staff screen residents for symptoms twice daily and has ended group dining and other group activities. YKHC urges everyone to follow all known protective measures against COVID-19, wear masks in public, limit social interactions with people outside your household, avoid gatherings, wash hands frequently, avoid non-essential travel, and quarantine after traveling outside the region. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 27 new cases of COVID-19 over the weekend. Most are Bethel residents. There are 45 active cases in the region. YKHC has announced 236 cases since March. Moving to the coast. Tuksuk Bay is listening to its own radio station at 91.9 FM because the principal at the Nelson Island School put a low-power radio station on the air. Principal Michael Robbins said the idea for the radio station developed into a community-wide service when one of the students had a tardiness problem and asked for help getting to school on time.
He said, "I really need an alarm clock." So we got him an alarm clock, and it was one of those alarm clock radios. And I was like, "Well, wait a minute. This was $9. We had to buy 120 of them for the village. So for $1,000, the price of one computer, we can be connected with everybody in the village."
Robbins says the total cost of the station, including the equipment to broadcast, came in around $1,500. Robbins says radio solves a lot of problems in the bush. It's cheap, and it doesn't require any modem or other uses of the limited bandwidth available in much of the community. He's also learned to adapt technology by using radio in combination with Facebook to make an effective two-way communication system that keeps people safe during the pandemic. As an example, he points to a meeting held on radio and Facebook at the beginning of the school year.
When we went on for our Title I meeting and our back-to-school meeting, we had questions being asked on Facebook, kind of like a call-in radio show. Parents put the question in the chat on Facebook that I could answer in live, real time on the radio.
In Tuksuk, radio has come to be used to do everything from broadcasting basketball games to announcements to keeping the community connected with the rest of the region by rebroadcasting Bethel and Chivac radio signals. It's also being used to teach kids how to make radio and conduct interviews and produce stories about the community and to teach history and culture, broadcasting traditional Yukdun stories that everyone can enjoy.
So not only does the Alaska Studies kid can listen to them and do their work, because they have an assignment based on that. But everybody in the community benefits from that. Little kids can listen to it. Elders can listen to it. And so it creates kind of a community type atmosphere. And all you have to do is hit the power button.
The low-powered radio station is also being used to better connect with local government by broadcasting community meetings. It's become part of everyday life in Tuxuk Bay, heard everywhere from households to offices and the local store. Lastly, the Bethel Highway is officially repaved. Kinnick Construction completed the project last Wednesday. Kinnick Superintendent Bob McDonald says all that's left to do is to put in a few more highway signs. McDonald is proud of the work Kinnick did. He says the state originally wanted the company to only lay 2 inches of asphalt over the existing road, but that wouldn't have taken away what McDonald calls the roller coaster effect of Bethel's frost heaves. So Kinnick worked with the state to instead pulverize areas of Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway and smooth out the road. Kinnick also repaved Ridgecrest Drive. McDonald says he's happy with the result and hopes everyone in Bethel is too. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up in Happy Indigenous Peoples Day.